Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, you are. That right there, that's Steve Kerr, who I think at this hour remains the head coach of the Golden State Warriors.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, because at least the concept of him not being the coach of the Warriors anymore got thrown around on at least one show.
I saw that clip.
Did we lose you?
I'm sorry. I'm here.
He's here.
He's here. I mean, you want to stay with the Warriors coach? I mean, I do. No, I'm kidding. Let me say right up front, I don't think that anything like this would happen. But stranger things have, and it's at least interesting to think about in one way, shape, or form, because the New York Knicks have an opening. And it has very much, here's the part that I will say has been reported. The Knicks are interested in potentially trading for a coach.
Yep.
Not hiring somebody who's not a coach, not hiring a newbie, hiring a current NBA coach from another team. Now, there are reports today that have linked them to Jason Kidd.
Yep.
So that's out there. But take a listen, try this on for size. WFAN, our sister station in New York. Evan Roberts is the host that you'll hear here. And this is something he threw out on their show earlier today.
Wendy made a very interesting comment. We know about Wendy. You got to connect the dots. He said, look, trading for an NBA head coach is on the table, even if it's unlikely. It can happen. And he said, what you should do is think about Western Conference teams, not the East, because it's very unlikely an Eastern Conference team would be okay trading their coach to the New York Knicks. But think about Western Conference teams. Think about coaches. Think about who would go to their management and say, you know what? I'm interested in the Knicks job. Can you guys help me get there? As a sign of goodwill. As, hey, okay. I've been here. I've done this for you. I'm done. I'd like to go there. And so I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, let me go through the Western Conference. What head coach would, A, make sense for the Knicks, and then B, where I could see the guy saying, you know what? I want the Knicks job. And I came up with somebody.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now, this name would garner 96% fan approval from Knicks fans if it ever happened.
96%.
It's that, oh God, really? Would that ever happen? And the more I thought about it, like, I could kind of see it happening. And the person I'm talking about is Steve Kerr. Now think about this. Steve Kerr thought about the Knicks job a decade ago, actually came close to taking the Knicks job, but realized Knicks weren't ready. He's been with the Warriors for a decade, and he's accomplished it all. He's the head coach of a dynastic team that even came back and won another NBA title right. A couple of years ago. The Warriors are good. The Warriors will remain good, but the likelihood of them winning another NBA title is low. If Steve goes to management and to Steph himself and says, look, guys, I had a ball. I had a great time with you guys. Wonderful decade. I want a new challenge, and I want the challenge in New York. I think the Warriors would almost have to be open to it. And I could see Steve Kerr, if he wants his legacy to not just be a guy who is the coach of a dynastic team, but to go down arguably as maybe the greatest of all time, I know how you can do it, Steve. Come to New York and coach the Knicks.
I mean, it sounds pretty easy. You just come to New York and you coach the Knicks. Well, to be the greatest of all time, you have to go to New York, coach the Knicks, and win. And you can say who's the greatest of all time, and we can have that debate. There is a guy who has 11 titles, and he may not be the greatest of all time, depending on how you look at Phil Jackson and what he did with two of the most talented players ever. The thing that really struck me about this is Steve looking for a new challenge. That's the part that I'm having a hard time with, because if Steve Kerr did what he was laying out, which is you go to management and you say, I do want a new challenge, yep, then the team pretty much has no choice. Well, they can let him, you know, coach out the year or whatever, but Doc Rivers did that. He wanted to leave, and they traded him. Stan Van Gundy wanted out, and they traded him as well. So this is not without precedent, but I find it hard to believe that Steve Kerr would look at this situation, this location, this GM, this ownership group, and this superstar and say, yeah, I'm going to try a new challenge. I can't see that.
Yeah, there's two ways to look at it, and it's kind of like, A, are the Knicks interesting? And then B, is it interesting to you to leave the Warriors? I don't know if he thinks the Knicks are interesting. They made the conference finals. That's wonderful. I know a lot of people who think that particular group of players, you're never going to win a ring that way. Like, I understand Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns are phenomenal. They're deep. I get all of those things. They went on a nice run. They don't play defense, period. You're not going to win a ring that way. It was amazing that they went as far as they did. And maybe they would have beaten Boston even if Jason Tatum didn't get hurt. But he did, and so it'll always sort of feel a little bit like that. But then they ran into a 4 seed with home court advantage, and they kind of got trucked. They got steamrolled a little bit right out of the gate. I know that game one was fluky because Pacers game ones always are. But whatever. That's the way it went, and I know a lot of people who think that about the pairing of Brunson and Towns. It's fun. It's offensive. It does not work on defense if you want to get to the very, very end. That's one way to look at it. I find the other side to be much more compelling, and it's where I kind of find a hard stop on this, to be honest with you. I find it unfathomable that Steve Kerr would leave Steph Curry before he's done. I find that to just be a hard no.
Unfathomable.
Unfathomable. Based on where they've been together, everything that they've said over the last handful of years, where they've put all their energy, put all of those things into a bucket, and the idea of Steve leaving before Steph is done, I just can't. I could be wrong, but I can't imagine it. Flat out cannot imagine that he would make that choice. Now, he's only 59 years old. So what I don't know, when Steve openly talks about, you know, they're going to need a new voice at some point, like it feels to me, it has a number of times like Steve is setting up to just be another one of the group. You got Steve, you got Steph, you got Draymond, you got Jimmy. Everybody's leaving, all leaving together in 2 years. I've felt that a number of times. I don't know what he would want to do next. Would he want to keep coaching? Maybe he'd want to take time off. I don't know. But what I can't imagine is him rolling out before those next 2 years happen. I just can't see it.
I can't either. For me, the idea about a new challenge, it would be something outside of basketball. And I'm trying to think if he's been in basketball every single year since he came to the NBA. Or I don't think that there are any years where he was just chilling, not doing anything, because he went from being a player to being on Pop's bench in San Antonio, and then he went to Phoenix, and then from Phoenix, he was in the broadcast booth, I know, for a little while, and then he came to Golden State. So if you're Steve Kerr and you've won titles as a player in multiple spots and as a coach, what new challenge would you really be looking for, you know? I think the new challenge would be something outside of basketball, and You're right. He's almost 60, which he's no spring chicken, but you have enough time at 60 to go out there and do a lot of other things.
Whatever he wants to do still.
Right.
Whatever he wants to do. Coach, broadcast, exec.
Right.
Whatever.
Politics.
Cooking shows.
Golf.
Whatever.
Hang out and be a grandpa.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the new challenge, and it might be interesting in, let's just say, 2 years. Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, they're all gone, and Steve's like, you know what? My time here has been great. At that point, if a job like the Knicks is open, then it becomes an interesting...
Maybe.
If Steph retires and Steve is 61, then I think we've got action about, all right, does Steve want to go to, you know, another team and give it a go?
There was only one piece of that entire thing that we just played where I was kind of like, yo, hit the brakes. I don't like that. And it's kind of a larger issue that I hear about in sports a lot. I feel like Brock Purdy is an example of this, by the way. At one point, he suggested, if you ever want to be somebody seen as something other than just a guy who was there with these great players, this is the part of sports viewership and social media I personally have a really hard time with. And it's when we denigrate accomplishment and we hand it to someone else. We go, I know you've had a bunch of accomplishments, but it's not you. It's that person over there. Now, I would also at the same time sit here and tell you this world that they're all in revolves around Steph. I acknowledge that.
He's the sun.
He is the sun. At the same time, what is this constant need that we have to take stuff away from people and give it to others as if any old person could be there? I don't see that as true. I never do. I don't think that exists in sports or life where you can just, you are so insignificant. Whoever you're next to is so incredible that it literally does not matter who you are or what you do. You're just along for the ride. Scottie Pippen could have been anyone. It could have been anyone.
Draymond Green
could have been anyone. Could have been any old dude that plays defense. Klay Thompson could have been anyone who can shoot.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Steve Kerr could have been Luke Walton or anybody else who you want that person to be. I don't like that stuff. That does not feel fair or right to me.
It's just wrong. It's flat wrong, because being the head coach of an NBA team is so much more than, all right, you really good players, here's the ball, there's the hoop. I'm going to be over here with Ron Adams and Frazier and all the fellas, and we're just going to be, you know, playing Quirtle and hanging out. Now, he is constantly leading coaching, teaching, and all the rest of it. Whether or not you like what he does, he's been doing it, and they've been winning.
888-957-9570 is the number. We'll take some calls coming up next. Also, you want to hear something really kind of fun, a fun story from Draymond Green, who was on Jimmy Kimmel this week? We've got that for you coming up as well. We're brought to you by Safeway, and this is Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Grandy and I are of like mind. I was like, you know what I think I need? Like, it's been 2.5 hours since we started the show. I think I need another Korean Tyrese Halliburton game winner call. I think I need another one of those. Y'all need another one of those?
It's not getting old.
This little Friday pick-me-up.
자, 언더독인 인디애나가 익숙한 상황을 맞이합니다. 할리버튼, 버튼을 건네요. 와우!
아리바단!
와우!
So good. It's so good. So there's that.
Yep.
And then apparently Steve Kerr is going to coach the Knicks. I'm kidding, but this was thrown out on our sister station in New York, WFAN. The Knicks want to trade for a coach. What about Steve Kerr? And you kind of brought up an interesting way to maybe frame this or look at it, because I still don't think this is a prevalent thought amongst most Warrior fans, but I do think it's a prevalent thought amongst sports radio Warriors fans. A lot of you want him gone. Like, we see it every single day. Fire Kerr. That's what's wrong with this, is what's holding them back.
Trade him!
Steve Kerr. All right, well, hell, if you want to fire him, then I would think you definitely want to trade him.
No
trade
doubt.
Him!
Thank you.
Because firing him just means you give someone money to not work here anymore.
Yeah, and you get nothing for him.
But trading him gives you probably a first-round draft pick.
Well, I was looking at the precedents, and Doc Rivers got traded by Boston. Boston was good. They won the title with Doc, and then they were clearly heading into rebuilding, and so he said, I'm out. He wanted out. And so they found the Clippers, and the Clippers gave Boston a first-round pick, and it was unprotected. Turned out the Clippers were good with Doc, so that pick landed, I think, at number 28. Boston drafted a guy who didn't pan out, but that's just the cost of business. Orlando and Miami did a deal for Stan Van Gundy, and it was 2 second-round picks. 2 seconds for Van Gundy.
Yeah.
A first for Doc. Kerr's better than both of them, obviously. So if the Warriors could get a first and a second, let's say it's a first from the Knicks in 2027, and it's a second in 2026. Would you do it, Warrior fans? All you guys who want Kerr out, would you do it? Would you trade Kerr for a first and a second?
I mean, y'all already know my answer. I think the whole thing, like, I wouldn't, no. No, I'm not doing this, quite frankly. I'm not even talking about it. I don't want to do it for anything.
But hear me out. So
yeah, of course I'll hear you out.
You have 2 more years of Jimmy, Draymond, yeah, and Steph, so you're not going to upset your core. And, you know, maybe you would elevate Jerry Stackhouse, who I do believe will be a head coach in our league in the next probably year or two, next couple of years. I think that he gets elevated. So, you know, you get to keep your stars.
Yeah.
You elevate Stack. Oh, actually, Terry Stotts might get the gig. Maybe. It doesn't even matter. It's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
And then you get additional draft capital for when Steph is gone.
I totally understand the basketball side of this. I just think that Warrior basketball in this current moment is different than other situations. Here's what I mean by that. Whenever somebody called this radio station over the last 2 years and went, you know what, I really don't think that this is going to go anywhere great, they probably should consider trading Steph Curry. Whenever someone would do that, I would have these dueling thoughts, which is, I think a smart person could make that case. The basketball, the X's and O's, the financial situation, the age of the players. You could make that case that that's the right thing to do for Warrior basketball. But why did we always categorically dismiss it? Because from an emotional standpoint, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, that's not how this is going to go. So in other words, if you called over the last 2 years or texted and said that, I get where you're coming from. I just think you're missing the emotional connection of Warrior basketball in this moment. They do not want to trade Steph for all the stars in the NBA. All of them. LeBron, Giannis, Jokic. Let's offer all of them for Steph. No.
I don't think the money works.
No,
but
it doesn't. But no thank you.
Right.
No thank you. We want to stick with this because it's such a wonderful story. It's so iconic. And even if it leads us nowhere, I think that Warrior fans are so activated by the effort to just try, and everyone's okay with it, quite frankly, if Steph does not end up getting to the mountaintop again. I think at least most Warrior fans I talk to, they still want to just let's see him try. Let's see him try, and I'm here for that, and I'm not going to be mad if you can't quite do it at age 38. And I just feel like the people who are around him, namely Draymond and Steve Kerr, that's part of this story. That's part of this story. And so the group has clearly stated that they want to do the rest of this together, and I feel like they should be able to.
Well, they should be able to.
Kind of like no matter what.
Well, the premise is that Steve Kerr would want to go elsewhere. And
which is, I
don't buy it either.
I can't see it, yeah.
And if you, for example, if they go two more years and Jimmy, Draymond, Steph, they all decide we're going to retire, we're done playing basketball, and Steve Kerr's contract is up, Warrior fans probably wouldn't feel bad about Steve Kerr going out and coaching somewhere else. If Steve Kerr decided in 2 years that, you know, he wanted to go coach, I don't know, fill in the blank team, maybe it's Dallas. Jason Kidd goes to New York. Dallas has a couple of interim guys who don't work out. Bam. I'm going to go coach Cooper Flagg
and Clay Thompson
in the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. And well, if Clay is still around, that would be the end of his contract. But yeah. You get the point. I don't think that Warrior fans would hold it against Steve Kerr. However, if Steph Curry plays the next 2 years and his contract is up and Curry decides, I want to go to Charlotte and play there for a couple of years in my home, they're not going to hold it against him. But I think Warrior fans would be a little bit bummed.
They'd be bummed. For sure. For sure.
So it's not quite apples to apples when... Like
no,
Steve Kerr and Steph Curry, you know, and the emotional tie to it.
I didn't mean that. I just mean, to me, it's still all about Steph. It's all about Steph, but Steph wants Steve there. Steve has stated he wants to be the one doing it with Steph. Draymond, same thing. And those are such big characters in this story that, put it this way, a little bit of an analogy, if you will. You'll watch a TV show where, and it's one of these, like, it's a drama where, you know, sometimes there's loss of life in the show. There are certain characters you can't kill off. You can't do it. In fact, if you do it, you're like, oh, this series is going downhill. That actor didn't want to be there anymore. They got into a contract negotiation. It didn't work. And that's the end of this show. That's it. You can't do this without him. And I feel that way a little bit about more than just Steph. Steph is the lead role. Steve Kerr and Draymond Green are the supporting actors. But I don't think the show is the same without them. And I think that Steph feels that way.
Well, the show will end eventually.
Of course it will, but I think it ends with all of them walking off the stage together. I really do. I think that's how it's going to go.
Hopefully the finale is better than some of the finales we've seen on TV.
That'd be nice, yeah. But it might be a little Seinfeld-esque. It's pretty hard to come up with a finale when the regular season shows are that good.
And this has been Seinfeldian in terms of its high quality and, you know, the cast of characters and the rest of it. That's one of your better analogies, I'd say, just about you watching a show. And some shows like The Wire, for example, it is built around having your favorite characters get killed. And so,
for sure, yes.
Yeah, while it's heartbreaking, but it's kind of built in the fabric of it. And, you know, some of these NBA teams are kind of built like that, where it's like, okay, you make a run for a year and then you're going to have to take this thing apart and start it all over again.
I don't want
to
get dark, but like, you know, the movie Seven?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Like it's sort of implied, obviously, but like in a spoiler alert, the movie's about a hot 1,000 years old, but that's Gwyneth Paltrow's, that's her Cabeza in the box, right?
That's what's in the box?
She dies in the movie, but you also barely got to know her. Brad Pitt is, quote, the star of the movie. You ain't killing Morgan Freeman. You're not doing that.
Yep.
It won't work. Morgan's got to be there right next to Brad, or else it doesn't feel the same. And that's kind of, to me, Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, they're doing Morgan Freeman things for Steph Curry's Brad Pitt here. That's all. And again, I know that a lot of people would not agree with that. They just want it to be the basketball. And it's all about Steph, and I understand that. But to me, this has become so storybook, and I'm so here for it wherever it goes.
Yep.
That I would feel lost even if we just, quite frankly, don't get to see where it goes. Like, even if it doesn't go somewhere good, I want to see where it goes, not move off of it because that's the right basketball thing to know.
Well, they already killed off one of the characters in Klay Thompson.
Well, he kind of got in. He was an actor who got into a negotiation and didn't want to be on the show anymore. And I think, as it's turned out, based on the way this fan base received Jimmy Butler, I don't know that Klay Thompson was as vital of a character as maybe he and others thought.
Well, the show must go on.
It must go on, but Klay, like, he scores more points, but Draymond Green was a more important character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Draymond Green is way bigger personality.
Klay had moments that were more important than Draymond's most important moments.
No doubt, but Draymond's he's the better character if this is a story.
Yep.
He is the one who everybody talks about. Like, Klay Thompson, yeah, that's all about, like, Game 6 Klay.
Exactly.
Other than that, they're like, yeah, he had a boat, he had a beautiful dog, and we love Klay. It's like, he never made you mad. There was never anything really to discuss. It's just like every now and again, he'd score 30-something points in a quarter, and you'd be like, holy crap. But you know what I mean? Like, the show did go on without
him. Right. Well, the show always goes on. And just a quick 60-year-old reference, Brady Bunch, remember Oliver? That was Chris Paul on the Warriors. They brought
Oliver?
Him, they brought him the bespeckled cousin in like season 5. That
I don't remember.
Yeah, you're
Oliver.
Probably too young. Man, I'm older. Getting older.
Well, you know, like sometimes.
Like Chris Paul was a character you brought in, like, you're just going to try him for a season and, you know, see how he changes the plot of the story.
For sure.
And it's like, well, that plot didn't work.
Yeah. I mean, 6.5 years is not a lot until you make it like about that. You know, like you might have watched Brady Bunch at age.
Like 12, probably.
Right, which
in
means,
reruns.
Which means I was 5 or 6.
Right.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I'm trying to find where that line is where you would be old enough to remember something and I wasn't too old. Probably 19, because you were born in 75,
yeah.
Right?
And I watched Brady Bunch, but right. I don't remember
yeah,
all
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah.
I remember when, oh my nose, I remember when Marsha broke her
sure,
nose.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
But
huge.
If you were born in 75, like most of my references would probably need to be 85 and later.
That'd be helpful.
Yeah, okay.
Or at least 82 when the 49ers won their first Super Bowl.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I remember like really locking into on the TV. Niners and Bengals.
And you were?
On my 7th birthday.
On your 7th birthday, wow.
Yeah, on the day. We had a dueling party. It was for my birthday.
Okay.
And the Niners.
And the Niners, wow.
So there were no other kids there. It was just all of my extended family. And I never understood what was happening because one of my uncles had bet on the Bengals.
Oh,
and I was 7, and we're in the Bay Area. I didn't understand why the hell someone would come to my house and root against the 49ers. What the hell's wrong with my uncle? I had to pull my dad aside. What the hell's going on in here? Why is he rooting for the Bengals? Well, don't worry about it, son.
He's in deep to the bookie. He needs to stop.
Years later that I was,
right.
I get it now.
Tough one.
Yeah. Hey, Jonathan in the city is on the line. Hi, Jonathan. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Omar is coming. Oh, real quick. You know, this kind of decision, if the Knicks are crazy enough and they really want Steve Kerr, I feel like this kind of decision is above Steve Kerr's pay grade. And what if the godfathers of New York and Golden State get together on the sit down and says, we're going to give you an offer you cannot refuse. What if that offer is, that offers two first round picks, right, for Steve Kerr, and then a player swap, because, you know, Steve Kerr is going to want his connectors and adapters on the team. So what if the Knicks are willing to, you know, maybe trade for a Moody, the Pods, and Looney, because Steve Kerr is going to want his connectors, right, for a player of choice, not named Bronson or Towns.
Well,
what do you guys think?
I think, Jonathan, thank you very much for the call. I think you're sort of leaving out that trading a coach and a player are two very different transactions. You don't get to trade a coach if the coach doesn't want to go.
Done.
Like,
absolutely.
Just, like, flat out, he says no. And then that's it. Now the Knicks don't have a coach. Like, that kind of negotiation, you're right. The negotiation between the teams, at least my read, would come after the negotiation that happened directly with the coach and the agent. Like, the Warriors would have to give maybe the Knicks some permission to talk to Steve. Steve would go to the Warriors and say, I want to do this. And then the Warriors would say, okay, we'll let you go. Hey, Knicks, what do you want to give us for it? Because that's our coach. But we'll let him go to you, but you got to make it worth our while.
Exactly.
That's kind of the order that it would go. You don't get to trade him in the middle of the night in the dark and not tell him.
Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hicks would end up coachless.
Yeah, he has the right of refusal. And the way it's worked in the past is the coach has gone to the team and said, you know, I want out, or I want to go there, or whatever it is. And Doc, his situation in Boston was, I see the writing on the wall, and honestly, you probably don't want me either. He's making $7 million, 3 years and $21 million, which at the time was a big contract, and Boston was shedding salary and rebuilding. And so Boston wanted a young coach, and Doc didn't want to suffer through losing. And so it was a perfect win-win. They brought in Brad Stevens. They rebuilt that thing, and Doc went to L.A. and blew a bunch of 3-1 leads.
Well,
you know, he's blown the most.
I do. 3-1 leads. I do. That was the fault of the uniform, not the coach.
Well,
that's the way it works. I'm sorry. Those are the rules. I lived there for years. You're not allowed to go win things on the Clippers. You're not allowed. Happened again this year.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to beat the Nuggets. I thought they might go to the NBA Finals. They were that good. But nope. Nope. Aaron Gordon hit a dunk with 0.00000003 seconds left to go. You lose. That's the Clippers things right there.
That is. It's a little different since Steve Ballmer took over, but they're yet to really, I mean, get over that hump. Have they even ever been to a conference final?
A conference final.
Sounds like maybe they've done one of those.
I don't think so. They've definitely never been to the finals.
Correct.
I don't think they went to
They lost the conference finals in 21. Ty Lue at the helm. Ty Lue's first year.
Okay.
I'm just Googled.
Yeah, lost to the Suns that year. And that was randomly when Kawhi got hurt, and they still made it through the playoffs.
Still made it through.
The Suns.
That was 21.
2021.
Okay, it wasn't bubble. It wasn't the bubble. It was the post bubble.
When the Bucks beat the Suns in the
Bucks
finals.
Bucks and the Suns. Most forgettable finals of all time. Because it wasn't COVID, but it was the post-COVID, and we were all like, what's going on here? What is this that you're showing me? Alex Dickerson is throwing balls at plastic in the outfield. Like, there's just weird crap going on. And I'm like, I don't really understand sports right now. This isn't the sports that I know. Right. It's all we got. But it was just weird.
Did you have one of those cutouts out there?
I did.
Did you get to keep it after?
I had a good seat, too. I went and saw it. I was between home plate and third base. And I did try to keep it, and I thought I had it, and it has gone missing. It might still be in the studio. I'm sure it's been tossed away now. It might have ended up back in the studios of the other place.
Mm-hmm.
And just like them, they're gone from those studios. So,
right.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know where it ended up. It's too bad. Like, I really actually wanted that as a fun souvenir.
Yeah, but kind of a fun one.
Yeah, I was in the stands that year.
A memento of the weird COVID era, like you're saying.
Dude, I went to one of the games when there were, like, only they would allow a few media members in, but still no fans. So I went to one of the fanless games at Oracle Park. It's one of the oddest experiences I've ever had at a sporting event in my entire life. Just cavernous, empty stadium, cardboard cutouts everywhere, and then a baseball game in front of you with, like, kind of total silence except for ballpark trying to add different sounds to sort of make it work on TV. Weird.
Yeah.
Really weird. So, anyway.
You mentioned earlier in the crossover, we were talking about chivalry and this and that, and you said with my wife, supper, she goes by supper because she calls dinner supper. Yep. You said, did you pay for your first date?
Yeah.
And just all this COVID talk had me thinking about one of our first dates was June 15th, 2021, when Yaz hit the slam when they were down 7-0.
Oh, and they won 8-7.
And he hits the splash slam.
Against the Diamondbacks.
That's right.
Yes.
We were there with about 7,000 people because we were socially.
You had a bunch of empty seats next to you.
So we were between home and third, and might have been where your cardboard cutout sits. We were like 25 rows up, and no one to the left, no one to the right, no one in front, no one behind. And that was One of our first dates.
Oh, wow. And did you pay?
I believe I did, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's
for
all
you.
Right, paid. I mean.
Or did you get free tickets?
I don't know if I used to have that juice. In the World Series run, yeah. I had the au jus.
Oh, yeah.
And
the juice was good.
The juice was loose.
Yeah.
I had behind home plate for the World Series.
Dog.
First row of the view deck. Best seat in the house.
For the 2010?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like right next to the camera operator, the high home camera, they call it.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
row consists of four seats. Those four seats were mine.
That's
dog.
Strong.
Very strong.
We had to pay for ours. I wasn't even living here yet. I wasn't back yet. I came up for that. Came up for games one and two. And we were a high side third base. But I'll forever, ever, ever love the seat I ended up in because I was right next to a Ranger fan.
Oh.
And he gave me the business for the entire pregame about how there's
no. Oh, I love this story.
Yeah. You're not allowed to beat Cliff Lee.
Nope.
Nobody beats Cliff Lee. Ain't you read the paper? Nobody beats Cliff Lee in the playoffs.
I don't know why you're still here.
He had never lost in the playoffs. I don't know why we're playing this baseball game. And then every run that scored, I just kept looking at him. Nobody beats Cliff Lee. They've got 11 runs on the board, but nobody beats Cliff Lee. And then we drank all night long. Oh.
Then we drank. You had two drinks, I bet.
Yeah,
let's drink.
I did. I probably had two. Ran into Ashcon at a bar.
Of course you did.
Wow.
I did. My friend next to me is the one. I was kind of sitting in one spot. And then there was my buddy, Scott. And then right next to him was Ashcon. And my buddy Scott was actually pretty faded. And, like, it struck him as so funny that he was sitting next to Ashcon. He didn't notice for a good solid 3 or 4 minutes. We're just sitting there on one. The whole Bay Area is, 8 feet above the ground. It's loud. It's energetic. It's bouncing. And then he just kind of looks at me and smiles, and he looks right, and he's like, just falls into one of those uncontrollable silent laughter things. All he could sort of muster was, "You're Ashcon." And Ashcon looked at him and kind of gave him the, like, yeah.
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 I am. What else you got?
We're going to move, actually, now. It was amazing. All right. Hey, we promised you the Draymond thing, and we want to play that for you. So we'll do that immediately coming up next. And then we go into the final hour of the week, so it's all on the table. The Giants are crazy. The Pacers are up 1-0. The Warriors are going to try to keep Jonathan Kuminga, but apparently they don't like any part of him. I mean, we've got all of this on the table. Wherever you want to go, fire away. 888-957-9570. That is the number. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.